This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. Welcome to the Alex Jones Radio Show. I'm David Knight on this Sunday, January the 8th, 2017. We're about 11 days out from President-elect Trump becoming president. A lot of things on the menu today. I want to take a look at 8 years ago, because we had a real leading light in the cause of liberty die. You can see a couple of articles linked on the Drudge Report today at Nat Hentoff. And, of course, one of the articles that was linked there was one that was done back in, I think it was 1999, said the last honest or real liberal. And they talked about the different positions that he'd taken. They talked about how he was unafraid to stand up for individual liberty. He was unafraid of being singled out and attacked. And I want to talk about an op-ed piece that he had almost exactly 8 years ago, January the 7th, 2007. He talked about Obama's black widow. So that's going to be coming up in the show. He was talking about the surveillance state. And what was going to happen with the surveillance state? Now, today we had a horrific terrorist attack again, this time again with a truck. This was in Jerusalem. They had a truck driver drive over a group of young soldiers who were engaged in a sightseeing tour. They had just gotten off of the bus, and they were run over by this truck, and then he put it in reverse and backed over them until they killed him. And we know what's going to happen with this. Rather than taking precautions that are going to get people, and you can see the video running there in the background as we're talking here, if you're watching this broadcast. Very disturbing video. But, of course, what is equally disturbing is to think about the way the government is going to respond to these attacks now that are coming not only with guns, but, of course, with trucks, with anything that they can get a hold of. What will the government do? Will it do the obvious thing? Will it arrest people or do vetting on people and not bring people in unless they know who they are? If they can't vet these people, then you don't get to come in to the country. Okay? You don't get to come in and live. That's what Donald Trump said. And that was what he was excoriated about, called a xenophobe and so forth. But, of course, these same people who are pushing that, they're now saying we've got to do everything we can to escalate a Cold War with the Russians. So whenever we see a problem, we always need to examine that problem. So we're going to take another look today at the people who say that they have now settled this, that the Russians did hack our election. No, they didn't. And we're going to give you some feedback from some technical people who know what they're talking about. It is laughable what the government is selling us and telling us is proof. And when you see them doubling down on this and putting out a phony story that is patently absurd, and they keep repeating it nonstop, you know that they've got a long-term plan in mind. Think about 9/11. We've got more evidence that our government, elements of our government, were involved in 9/11 than we do for this Russian hack. And we know what happened with that. We got the Patriot Act. We got the militarized police state. We got the escalated unconstitutional actions of the NSA that William Binney and others warned us about, that Nat Hentoff warned us about as Barack Obama was about to become president. So what are they bringing to us now? Well, Alex Jones reported on that this weekend. He said, look, they're going to use this phony narrative about the Russians. It's not just about discrediting Donald Trump. Yes, that's a wonderful thing that they can do from their standpoint. They can use this as an effort to discredit Donald Trump. But the key thing that they're interested in doing is insinuating themselves into our electoral control. They're not saying that anybody hacked any machines. They're not saying that. But that's what the public is hearing when they talk about hacking. And I'm telling you, most of the public doesn't pay attention to the details. They only hear the headline. And they hear that headline repeated over and over and over again. That is the propaganda tool that makes it become true. That fixes it in their mind. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to give you an update on the Fort Lauderdale shooting and the gun control bills that were introduced. One to ban gun control, but another one would have allowed people to protect themselves. You think that's going to be dead on arrival now because of the shooting? And we'll talk about the background of that shooter. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Sunday, January the 8th, 2017. Alex Jones will be joining us live in the second hour. Before we get to Alex, I want to talk about, of course, this terrorist attack that happened in Jerusalem. Another truck attack. This is becoming very regular. What will the government do in response to this? Well, we've already seen what they're preparing to do. They're preparing to a kill switch for vehicles. We know that the government wants to control our transportation, and this is going to give them an excuse to start doing that sooner rather than later. Every time we see these types of attacks, we see the government moving in an effort to increase their control over us, moving in a direction to make us more dependent, more helpless on them, and to empower them over us. Every time we see something like this, whether it's real or whether it is set up, that is going to be the response. They're going to take freedom away from us. They're going to take things out of our hands. If we look at this shooting that happened in Fort Lauderdale, I want to remind you that there was a bill, and not right away when I put this out and we said, hey, this is looking kind of strange. This is a guy who walked into an FBI office, said that he was being forced to watch ISIS videos, that he's being forced by the CIA to go fight for ISIS, walked into the FBI office and said that in Anchorage, Alaska. And then less than 2 months later, he's in Orlando. He checks in with no baggage except for his checked gun and flies to Orlando and starts shooting people. Now, at the same time, we had people in Florida that were moving and looked like they were going to get this passed, moving to take away the banning of guns in certain areas, essentially making people defenseless. And I want to read you what was said about this Monday of the week that this happened on Friday. The Tallahassee Democrats said on January the 3rd, they said gun advocates in Florida didn't take a break over the holiday weekend. Florida Open Carry began rallying its troops with a mass email in support of the most important pro-Second Amendment rights bill of the 2017 legislative session, they said. And this was a bill that would repeal forbidding guns on college campuses, forbidding guns in airport terminals, forbidding guns at government meetings. And it was introduced by Senator Greg Stoube, I think is the way you pronounce his name. I'm not sure. It's S-T-E-U-B-E. Now, they said that in the past, campus carry and open carry measures had died in the committee for the past 2 years because they were never even scheduled for a vote. However, they believed that this year would be different because the guy who introduced the bill was now the chair of the committee. So he was going to get that up for a vote. And this is what he had to say. The senator who introduced this was spot on. Now, these words were prophetic. This was said less than 5 days before the attack in Fort Lauderdale. He said, if you want to kill as many people as possible before the cops arrive, then you're likely to go to a place where law-abiding citizens cannot carry. That's what we've seen time and time again. That's why I think we shouldn't have them. We should not have government disarmament zones or killing zones, as we have called them over and over again. So that was in the works. And interestingly enough, this guy didn't do a shooting in Alaska. Instead, he flew to Florida to do that, where that bill was pending. Don't you find it interesting that even in a situation where there's as many police and TSA agents and law enforcement agents as you can find anywhere in the airport, the airport next to a prison represents what the government has as the ultimate ideal to keep us safe, isn't it? Police and government agents everywhere, nobody carrying a firearm. That's what they think will make us safe, isn't it? No, it's not going to make us safe, and we've just seen that time and again. And even in that kind of an environment, it took between 1 and 2 minutes for the police to respond to this guy. In that amount of time, he was able to shoot, reload, shoot, reload, shoot. And then they got there. 3 magazines full of bullets in a crowded area. And so when we look at this, yes, real people died. Real people died because of their laws, because nobody is allowed to protect themselves. We've had Sheriff Clark from Milwaukee talk about the fact, hey, look, I can't protect. We'll do what we can to catch the bad guys. We'll do what we can to stop it as soon as possible. But we can't be everywhere. We can't be everywhere. See, even in prison, people die of drug overdoses because the drug war doesn't work. Even in prison, people are killed by inmates, even in prison, before the police can get there. You know that, don't you? So if you think that you're going to be safe, if you think you can trade your liberty for security and get safety, you're wrong. You're just going to make yourself a slave. You're not going to make yourself safe. You're not going to be secure. To the extent that you give up your liberty, you are a slave. Slaves are never secure. Slaves are never safe. And people who give up their freedom to become slaves are idiots. And these are the idiots that are now pushing this forward. And of course, we also had a gun control bill that was also introduced that week in Florida to ban guns. As usual, we had a Democrat introducing that. So I think that's interesting to look at that. It's also interesting to look at the information that is coming out now. We've had Got News go in and take a look at the man's background, and they looked at email overlaps. They look at the public records information, and they show that he was posting he had set up an account on MySpace as Ashiq Hamad. He recorded Islamic music. He did a lot of Muslim issues there. Very interesting. Was this a false flag from ISIS? Was this a false flag from the American government in order to get legislation through? When he went into the FBI office, they put him into, they committed him into a hospital. What happened to him in the hospital? How long was he held? We don't know that yet. There's an article from the Sun Sentinel saying, hey, we need some more answers from the FBI. Yeah, we do. We do. We need more answers from them on a lot of different things, okay? But it's very interesting. He was put into this, but he was not held for very long because that was less than 2 months ago when all of this happened. I'm sure they gave him, if they really thought that he was insane, I'm sure they gave him some SSRIs. Those are usually a factor in a shooting. Almost always we see that these murder-suicide pills, as we've called them for a long time, are a factor in these shootings. That still doesn't mean that they weren't somebody's puppet, that somebody didn't put them up to this, somebody didn't make that an issue there. But I think it's also interesting that even though he walked into an FBI office, he was not put on a no-fly list. Think about all the innocent people who've been put on a no-fly list. When I started here at InfoWars back in mid-October of 2012, one of the first stories that I covered was a guy, his name was Wade Hicks, and he was going to see his wife in Japan. He was flying on a military transport. He'd been thoroughly vetted. He had been vetted, as a matter of fact, by the TSA recently. They'd given him a special badge, a worker's pass, to get into because of the work that he did. He'd also been vetted by multiple law enforcement agencies because he owned firearms. He had had background checks. He had done other things that caused him to get a higher level of permits and that sort of thing, privilege licenses from the FBI. So being thoroughly vetted, he gets on a plane from California, flies to Hawaii, changes planes. This is a military flight because he's family of somebody who's in the service. As he gets on the second plane and they're about to take off, all of a sudden agents come on the plane and drag him off and say, you're on a no-fly list. Well, how did he get from California to Hawaii? He was on a no-fly list, but he still got there. They pulled him off, and guess what? You can't fly from Hawaii. What are you going to do, take a slow freighter somewhere? The guy was stuck, and so he started reaching out to people, and eventually they got a hold of us. And we talked about it. We interviewed him when he eventually got back to the United States, but he could never get an answer as to why he had been singled out. He could never get an answer as to why he was on the no-fly list. And even though they eventually said they let him fly, they wouldn't tell him that he was off of the list. And so that's why the Constitution, folks, is so important. This isn't something new. The tools of tyranny are new, but the principles of tyranny are age old. The founders of this country understood the principles of tyranny. That's why they created the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and said, we know what you guys have done in the past with your star chambers and things like that. We're not going to let you do that again. You're going to give people due process. You're going to tell them publicly what they were charged with. You're going to allow them to confront the witnesses against them in court. And so when you take that away, you have situations like Wade Hicks getting stranded in Hawaii, and he hadn't done anything. But he still doesn't know if his name is clear, and yet you've got this guy was allowed to not only fly, but to fly with nothing but a gun. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Alex is going to be joining us in the next hour. He's going to be talking about how Donald Trump is going to hit the ground running. Look, I have never in my lifetime seen the kind of activity on both sides prior to the inauguration. Usually it's kind of a rest period. It's a honeymoon period. And they usually give the president-elect a pass on things. But they have been after him, as you well know, in every respect. And Donald Trump has not been sitting by idly either. They've made it very clear. Both Trump and Pence and the Republicans are going to hit the ground running. And they've got a lot of legislation that's going to be introduced right away. They've been preparing the groundwork for this. We're going to take a look at the strategies that they're coming up with Obamacare. What may possibly happen with Obamacare? Is it going to be repealed? Hopefully, yes. Everybody is saying they're going to work to repeal it. The question is, are they going to replace it? If so, with what? And when will they do it? Will they wait a long time before they replace it? I hope they replace it with the kind of market reforms that were on Donald Trump's website when he was running. It was a very detailed program that he and his staff put together there. Usually, candidates don't come up with that kind of detail. They like to stick to broad generalities. And you saw that with the rest of the Republican field as well as with the Democrats. They just talk about broad principles, mom and apple pie, that sort of thing. But he was very specific in what he was going to do with health care. And he was going to replace the mandates of Obamacare with free market reforms, things that would empower us, things that would give us the economic freedom as well as the information and the competition to make efficient decisions. That's what's needed. You have to understand that when they're talking about this and they say, well, we're kind of the GOP, many of them are starting to get cold feet and saying, I don't know if we can do this. We've got a lot of taxes that are involved in this. You know, Obama created 17,000 new IRS agents to prosecute you, persecute you, harass you. To harass our people, to eat out their substance. We can't just pull a Thomas Jefferson and get rid of that, can we? That's Republicans saying that. Republicans, people like Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio and Lee, who have in the past said, we're not going to give you the capability to increase the debt. And, of course, the debt is the accumulated annual deficits that are going through. And now, under Obama, it has skyrocketed. We're at nearly $20 trillion in terms of the accumulated annual deficits, the debt. And now they're talking about increasing it by another $9 trillion? That's a 50% increase, folks. And, yeah, maybe out by 10 years. And, of course, they're saying, oh, look, this isn't for real. You know, Ted Cruz is out there saying, this is just a head fake. This is something we're doing as a procedural ploy to make sure that we can run this through with only 51 votes instead of the required 60 votes. It's going to free up our hand to get rid of this stuff. Well, that may be. But, yeah, I've seen especially Ted Cruz change his position on things too many times to really trust it. Rand Paul said, hey, you're calling it a budget. It's a budget. You're calling it a budget and saying we need to vote on this budget to increase the deficit in one fell swoop by 50% when it's at $20 trillion right now, the debt. It's absolutely stunning that they would do something like this. But we'll talk about that more later. I want to get to what people are talking about in terms of this phony Russian hack attack. And we've got a report I want to play from John McAfee. I want to give you some of the articles that people are pushing back, some of the tweets that people are pushing back against this phony story. and talk about why they keep pushing this no matter how ridiculous it is. I'm telling you, just as Alex Jones said earlier, they have something up their sleeve that is far bigger even than discrediting Donald Trump. They want to get themselves into the voting booth. They want to insinuate themselves into the voting machines. And the only way you can stop that, because, see, that's the real problem. Instead of addressing the initial problem, the government will always create a second problem. They will create a crisis, in other words, and then they will use that crisis to take more power, more control over things. And what they're trying to do is to use this meme that they've now created in the public mind by saying, Russian hacking, Russian hacking. When all along, they never even said the Russians touched the machines. They never even insinuated that, except in their headlines. When they say Russian hacking, that's what everybody is thinking. They're not thinking, oh, he's saying that somebody in the Russian intelligence services released Hillary Clinton's emails and we could see what a scumbag she was, so nobody wanted to vote for her. That's what they're really saying. And that's not even true. Yes, Hillary is a scumbag, but it wasn't Russian state services that had to do it. So we're going to break that down with John McAfee. But before we leave the situation of the shooting in Fort Lauderdale, I think it's very important. You know, we had just seen Florida introduce a bill so that people could protect themselves. And so you're not going to create victim disarmament zones like airports, like college campuses, where somebody can go there and all they have to do is carry a gun, ignore your prohibitions. One person carries a gun, and then the rest of the people are helpless victims. And it's going to take a while for the police to get there. And with that in mind, the Florida legislature had introduced a bill to be considered to allow people to protect themselves at airports. And then we have this shooting. And that's probably going to be taken off the table now. We should double down as well. We should double down and point out that that's precisely what the remedy to that would be. There's another remedy if you don't want to carry. Or if they don't allow you to carry, you can still protect yourself. We were talking about this on Friday. We just came out with a product, Tactical Nanotechnology Body Armor. This is carbon nanotube technology, state-of-the-art, very lightweight, very strong, very tough. This is a patented form of carbon nanotube technology, the lightest, strongest, most flexible body armor that is on the market. It's only a quarter of an inch thick, but it is field-tested and confirmed to stop the most powerful pistol rounds in production. It's waterproof. It's super lightweight. It's made in the U.S. It comes with a 20-year warranty, and you can buy it and support our operation at the same time you protect yourself. You can find it at InfoWarsStore.com. We have an entire line of tactical nanotechnology body armor, and one of the things that we sell, besides vests, is an insert that you can put into backpacks. And one of the stories that came out of this Fort Lauderdale shooting was a guy who, when he heard the shots, realized what was going on, he hit the ground, and he had on a backpack, and he had his laptop in his backpack. And one of the bullets was shot at him and hit the edge of that laptop. And you can see the pictures of it where it is turned up. Now, I don't know if a laptop would stop the bullet if it hit it perpendicular to the laptop. This hit it on the edge and stopped the bullet. Of course, we did have a guy who was at another recent Muslim shooting, and he was spared in Istanbul by his iPhone. So yeah, you can stop it with that, but that's a very small area. Wouldn't it be better if you consciously knew that you had something that really could stop a bullet, not maybe, but really would stop a bullet, and you could use that to shield yourself, to shield your family? That right there, that insert you see, that is something that I think is a very powerful way to protect yourself, to protect your kids. You put that in their backpack and say, look, Johnny, somebody starts shooting at something. Now you've got something to at least hide behind or run with your back covered with this as you're running, because that's what they're going to shoot for. They're going to shoot for your center mass. They're going to shoot for your back. So if you got that on your backpack, that's one of the best things that you could do. All right, now I want to get to some of the things that have been said in the continuing propaganda war. And we're going to talk about that as well as John McAfee's report, where he absolutely destroys this phony idea. But he is not the only one who's out there. We've got a lot of tech people who have spoken out on the absurd narrative, but they're doing it because they've got something big in mind, something even bigger than discrediting Trump. They want to control our election. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the link so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Alright guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at John McAfee. And of course, he's the guy that we've been in the InfoWars studio many times. He created McAfee Security Systems and then sold that and retired, and he's had a lot of adventures since then in Belize, as well as running for president on the Libertarian Party ticket. as a he did not get the nomination, unfortunately, but he came out and spoke as a computer expert, and many computer experts are talking about this phony redacted report that's been put out. And of course, isn't it interesting that this report was released to NBC, the Washington Post, and others before Donald Trump got a chance to take a look at it? You know that they're trying to create a political narrative here. And you know that they continue to repeat this because they want to establish in the public's mind that somehow Russia got a hold of our election and rigged it. They don't want to say, hey, Russia told the truth about Hillary and people were so disgusted with her that they refused to vote for her. No, they don't want to talk about that. Instead, they want to insinuate that they've hacked our election. So I think Donald Trump should take this and should double down with this. Remember, he came out and said over the Christmas holidays, he was talking to some journalists and he said, no computer is safe. Here's what he said. He said, you know, if you have something really important, write it down on a piece of paper and have it delivered by courier, the old-fashioned way. That's what Donald Trump told reporters. He was exactly right. He said, no computer is safe. And so if we've got something that is as important as the election, let's not get DHS involved in our computers. We've seen already that they tried to insinuate themselves into multiple state election systems, and they got the people who were running those systems very angry because it's our own government, of course, hacking them. It's the American government that funds most of the vulnerabilities. It's the American government that does more hacking than anybody else. It's the American government that overthrows regimes more than anybody else. And so if we don't want the federal government or dishonest actors inside the federal government rigging our elections, let's not give them the tools to do it. Computerized voting machines. Let's do what Donald Trump said. Let's write it down. Let's have people, let's have human eyes on it every step of the way, counting these paper ballots. Human eyes watching as those paper ballots change custody in different places until the final results are reported. That's what we need. Paper ballots with human inspectors watching what's going on. Nothing other than that will be safe. And if we allow this to continue down the road of more computerization, we will have our election hacked. And it may, most likely, will not be by a foreign government. It'll be by actors within our own government. But let's take a look at this phony report and the phony conclusions that are being drawn by people. First of all, this guy, Michael Morell, the ex-CIA director, and this is the guy that replaced David Petraeus when David Petraeus violated national security secrets. But that didn't cause Michael Morell to get upset about Hillary Clinton violating national security secrets. No, he was a confirmed never-Trumper, and he endorsed Hillary Clinton. And now that never-Trumper Hillary Clinton fan who had no problems with Hillary Clinton's violation of national security said Trump's comments will lead to a wave of resignations from the intelligence services. Well, really? You don't think that maybe Hillary Clinton's callous disregard for national security, putting out top secret and above top secret emails, you don't think that that had an effect on morale? How about the double standard for her? How about the fact that Hillary Clinton could violate national security secrets, but all these other people who are in the intelligence agencies and the military, they know they would go to jail for multiple life terms if they had done anything even approaching what Hillary Clinton had done. What about Benghazi? Mr. Morell, do you think that Benghazi demoralized the intelligence and military services? I think so. And you know, when we look at this report, there's absolutely nothing there. Maybe they redacted all of the juicy stuff, but I don't think so. Maybe, hey, here's an idea. Maybe we could get the unredacted report on ClintonEmail.com. Maybe Hillary's got it on her server. If that thing is still operating, maybe we could get a glimpse into what was really there because, you know, all the state secrets were right there, advertised for people with a big pointer. Clinton emails, get them here, right here. They're hot. They're hot. It's not too hard to get in. Here's all the Clinton emails. I'm Secretary of State. All this classified stuff we're talking about, you can get it right here. So if you're a hacker or you're another state that has the doesn't have the best interest of the United States at hand, you can just go to get that information at ClintonEmail.com. Let's play this report from John McAfee, and then we'll go back and look at what some of the other people are saying about this phony narrative.
I'm going to be very frank with you and the American public. I think that today, the most deceptive propaganda to date was perpetrated on the American public. The data that was presented, the evidence was called from a thing called the Grizzly Step Report, put together jointly by Homeland Security and the FBI. In there are four facts which they claim prove that Russia did the attack. It was utter nonsense. The information was, number one, Russian language was found in the malware. Number two, a Cyrillic keyboard was used. By the way, the forensic science can now tell what type of keyboard was used to develop a piece of malware. Number three, the compiler, that is one of the piece of software that compiles the code so that it can execute, always dates and timestamps. It said that the timestamps were in a time zone for the business hours of Moscow and St. Petersburg and other places in Russia. And then number four, that the IP address pointed to a Russian address. Now, let me go through this and try to make it very simple for the American people. If the CIA wanted to hack Russia, the things you would not do is you would not include the English language in your software, because that would then exclude everybody except English-speaking nations. You would certainly not use a keyboard that everybody knows that the CIA uses, whatever keyboard they use. You'd have them use a Chinese keyboard or something else. You would certainly remove the date and timestamp from the program so that you couldn't tell what business hours or what zone you were in when it was compiled. And number four, you would absolutely not have an IP address that points to you. Because, seriously, if Russia declared war on us because we hacked Russia, and the head of the CIA or the intelligence committee came to Congress and they said, well, what happened? Oh, well, you know, we didn't have time to remove the English language. We didn't have time to remove the date stamp. We didn't have time. The guy that couldn't use the Chinese keyboard, so we gave him our regular keyboard. And, you know, it was my wife's birthday, so I could not remove the IP address. Please. Yeah. That person would be scheduled for suicide. So this is what
John,
they are asking.
Does Donald Trump have enough room to challenge this? I mean, the way you present it tonight, this doesn't sound credible. It doesn't sound conclusive. It sounds rather flimsy the way you've presented it.
Well, it's not just flimsy. It's propaganda intended to incite the American people to anger toward Russia for some reason, or our intelligence community is so ignorant and naive that they should all be replaced. And here's the kicker. Here is why it cannot possibly be an organized nation state. Because the hack on the DNC used a piece of malware a year and a half old, and there have been many updates since then. Do you actually believe the Russian intelligence services spend all their time improving their malware, and then when they do an important attack, go, well, I used that thing from a year ago, it only had a few bugs? No. This was done by an independent one-person kid that downloaded the software. And by the way, the software came from two different organizations that they're claimed to be two different organizations that are related to the Russian government. That's absolutely false. They're called APT-28 and APT-29, and those designations come from FireEye, people who watch all the hacking groups. In truth, it's only one organization, and it's composed not just of Russians, but of people, kids all around the world. You can go on the dark web, download the software, hack somebody, and so this kid had obviously downloaded it a year and a half ago and had not bothered to update it.
So that's John McAfee, and he is saying what other people have been telling me. Look, we know who these Russian criminals are. They're not state actors. You don't need to be state actors. This was old malware. We'll be
more than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Alex Jones is going to be joining us in the next hour. This is a fight, folks, and as we said, there is no honeymoon period in this fight. It continues to go on. And before we get back to the news, we just played that report from John McAfee where he broke down the absurd rationale that's being given people. It sounds very technical. So, oh, look, it was done on a Cyrillic keyboard. It was done in a time zone that goes to Russia and so forth and so on. And John McAfee said, think about this. If the Russians did that and left all those fingerprints there, they ought to be put in front of a firing squad or fired at least. But he said, you're not ever going to leave fingerprints like that. He says, if you were the U.S. intelligence and you were attacking Russia, you would try to make it look like you were the Chinese. You wouldn't make it so obvious. They know that there's all these things that are left in there. That's not anything that's conclusive. And then he talks about the fact that the malware that was used was very old. It's like a year and a half old, I think he said it was. We got an article on that. We're going to get back into that. But there's something even more interesting in all of this. We're going to tell you about how this is a report. This report that was put out by the intelligence agencies that we're supposed to trust. This report goes back to 2012, folks. We've got some evidence of that. We're going to show that to you in just one moment. Before we do, I want you to think about refueling your body and refueling InfoWars at the same time. You know, this is the time of year that everybody says after the holidays and the unhealthy lifestyle habits that they've been involved in over their vacation, they say, all right, I'm going to get that I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to start a new diet. I'm going to do something for myself to make myself healthier. Well, one of the things that you can do is make sure your body is getting the proper nutrition, especially if you're going to go on a diet. If you're going to go on a diet, you're going to constrict calories to your body. That's fine as long as your body is getting the proper nutrition. But you need to make sure that you've got the supplemental base there that's going to make sure that your body is getting nutrients that it needs to be healthy. So if you're going to starve yourself, at least make sure that you're just starving yourself of things that are going to make you fat, not the things that your body needs to survive. And so with that in mind, we have created a special Make Our Bodies Great Again initiative for 2017. We put a lot of products at InfoWars Life on sale. We got Brain Force, Super Male Vitality, 30% off both of those, 30% off Survival Shield X2, that's our nascent iodine. We have 20% off Secret 12, that's our B12 formulation in liquid format. It's very easy to take and to assimilate. We have 20% off Liver Shield, 20% off Knockout if you're having trouble sleeping. And, of course, it's very important for your health that you get a restful night's sleep. So whatever's happening, this is a very safe an effective way to assist your body in getting sleep. Take a look at the natural ingredients that are in Knockout. That's 20% off. And, of course, Prostaguard, 20% off. You'll find many others at InfoWarsLife.com. You need to make sure you've got a base of healthy supplements there, especially if you're going to start restricting the calories that your body gets. There's a lot of stuff your body doesn't need, a lot of empty calories. But usually when people start cutting stuff back, they start cutting back the healthy stuff as well. So make sure you've got that base covered. Now, let's go back to this report, because some of the stuff that they were putting out there was summed up in a tweet by WikiLeaks that I retweeted. The U.S. government's declassified Russian hacking report has the curious disclaimer that it's based on watching TV and reading tweets. It really seriously does. You go to the Hill, and they talk about five reasons the intel community believes Russia interfered in the election, and they go down some of those elements that John McAfee just destroyed. But then there's this jewel in there. The report notes that RT produced English language video, like the Julian Assange special and so forth and so on, okay? They also, folks, referenced Abby Martin's program. Abby Martin's program, Breaking the Set, ended 2 years ago. But according to the report, she tweeted out, she goes, well, here's the official DNI report on Russia. It says my show, Breaking the Set, that ended 2 years ago, helped to cost Hillary Clinton the election. We have Glenn Greenwald summing it up in his tweet. He said, the new report, number one, literally half of it is about RT. Number two, it contains the same assertions made multiple times. Number three, it includes no evidence for those claims. I think that's a pretty succinct summary there. There's a great article by Jeffrey Jackson talking about how open source intelligence overtook the DNI report in real time. And he's got those tweets in there. You can see that as people are looking at this DNI report, they're calling it out for what it is, total BS. In real time, people are looking at it, technical people just looking at the logic of it. We've got the New York Times saying, and he puts it out this way, and Jeffrey Jackson does, the discredited New York Times produced an article calling the report, quote, a damning and surprisingly detailed account of Russia's efforts to undermine the American electoral system and Mrs. Clinton, unquote. However, just one paragraph later, the New York Times is forced to admit the DNI report contained poor sources and no evidence. They wrote, but the declassified report contains no information about how the agencies had collected their data or had come to their conclusion. Like I said, maybe we've got to go to Hillary Clinton's official email account to get the unredacted report. It's probably there. And then we've had other people say, this is hilarious. Literally anyone can download the supposed Russian hacker malware. Even the Daily Beast points out that there's nothing in the report to back it up. But here's the kicker. And this came from Jim Stone. It's an article by Cassandra Fairbanks. She said, shocker, proof that Russia's Trump support was compiled during Obama's election. And they say that in this report, just like we reported about Abby Martin's show, they blame that for taking it down. You can look at the report and see the references that they have there against RT. And again, RT is the focus of that report because, you know, it was RT that was telling you the truth about Hillary Clinton, along with InfoWars, along with Breitbart, along with the Daily Caller. See, when you were told the truth about Hillary Clinton, whoever put this out there, we do owe them a debt of gratitude, regardless of who it was, because you need to know the truth to make an informed decision when you're voting, don't you? And that's what we got. That's what they're calling hacking. It's not hacking. It is an expose of Hillary Clinton. But they go through this and they talk about how the report notes two RT shows, Breaking the Set and Truth Seeker, focused on the criticism of the U.S. The problem is both of these shows were off the air before the 2016 election season began. They point out that a large part of this report, the Annex A of the report, was written 4 years ago. This is old information that they put in their report to say, this is the smoking gun we have that Russia hacked our election. And again, they're using that term, hack, because they want to insinuate themselves into the electronic voting machines. And yet, we got Lindsey Graham saying that Republicans who are happy about Russian meddling, is what he calls it, Republicans who are happy about what happened are political hacks. See, we're happy, Lindsey, that the truth got out. And when you want to talk about hacks, when we look at this article, there he is with John McCain. If you look up hack the noun, you'll probably see them in the political subsection. You'll probably see the pictures of John McCain and Lindsey Graham right there in your dictionary as examples of political hacks, nouns, okay? Because hacks are typically writers or journalists who do boilerplate stuff that's been done by everybody else. They kind of plagiarize it. They take themes that have been done by other people and they paste them together. Well, that's what Lindsey Graham and John McCain do. They do it for the CIA. They do it for the globalists. They do it for the multinationals. They do it for the military-industrial complex. They're the useful hacks. These are the two political hacks that sell you war, that sell you the surveillance state. And there they all are, all smiles with the guy that cut out Kellyanne Conway. Cut her out. She went for a 10-minute interview. Donald Trump tweeted about that. She had a 10-minute interview with him and with Todd, and he only put up 1 minute of it. But boy, he had a love fest, I'm sure, with Lindsey Graham and John McCain. Meanwhile, we've got a Russian official saying it was Obama who undermined U.S. democracy, not Moscow. See, that's what we have to understand. They're the ones who really have the motivation to undermine American democracy. That's what we saw in the DNC emails, didn't we? We saw the Democrat establishment undermining the election within their own party. And then we saw the corruption of Hillary Clinton and Podesta in these emails. He said, this is what the Russian ambassador said, and it's absolutely true. The danger to democracy is within the U.S. itself. See, that's truly where the danger is. We have to understand that is the real issue before us. The phony hacking stories are not really the danger. And with that in mind, I want to talk briefly about Nat Hentoff, who died at 91. He's a real liberal, somebody who was principled and would say what needed to be said, even if it offended a political party that he would be suspected to be aligned with. This is an article that he wrote 8 years ago, January 7th, 2009. And we'll talk about this. We're out of time. Doggone it, I wanted to get to that. But Alex Jones is going to be joining us in the next hour. If I'm not sure what time he's coming in, stay with us right after the break. If Alex isn't with us, I'm going to talk about this, or I'll talk about it when he comes back. But he's going to give us a live update on his perspective of what the globalists are pulling now and how Trump is onto them. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.